coming out at the last rock, and you look up a wee crenulated just a wee ridge that goes up to the summit. You can see the summit. You know, there was someone standing on the summit when I came up on the summit ridge, and it took about 10 or 15 minutes to move along the ridge. You know, it's very high. You're still having to take five steps and have a rest, have some breaths, and you carry on. You're aware of how steep it is, how far down on both sides it is, you know. It's, and then all of a sudden, it's not going up anymore. It drops down, and you're there, you know. It's because you've just been focusing on step, on step, on step, and then all of a sudden it's like, for me, it was touch the top. I knew I had some frostbite. It's such an extreme place. It was so cold. It's like minus 38 when we were there in the sunshine. And one thing we knew...
What time was that?
7 in the morning.
7 in the morning.
Yeah. So it was very cold.
So
and
the sunrise a few hours before?
The sunrise was hours before, yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And you just know that you got to get back down.
Mm.
Especially, I mean, on the way up, you've passed lots of bodies. You've passed people who have died.
How many?
And you passed three bodies you easily see, you know, some very close, you know, and they're perfectly preserved from last year or the year before or the year before.
There's
that.
There's no chance to get them down? Or?
No.
No.
No chance whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's just so extreme just to survive yourself.
Yeah.
In a lot of cases, bodies that have people who have died on the ridge, they've just been tipped over the edge. Yeah. In one place, you look down and you can see bits of down jacket.
Mm.
And they're bodies. They're people that have either fallen or have been cut away and thrown over.
How's the feeling when they're... Can you be happy or I made it or what?
No, I guess some people can, but for me, though, I just understood that going down was going to be as hard as coming up, and it's just, let's get on with it, let's get down, you know, because climbing Everest is coming home. It's not standing on the top.